Welcome to Assets and Aging, the live, regular, local podcast that's all about the issues of aging. I'm so glad to have you with us. So glad to have you join me today. I have a really interesting subject for you. Thank you for joining us here on, I don't know, our 200th, I don't know, we've been on doing podcasts for almost 4 years now. So I'm just glad to have you with us. I'm glad you joined us. Make sure you go to my website. Well, you're on my website if you're listening to this, assetsandaging.com. And if you can, take a chance to cruise around a little bit look at my radio shows and my podcasts and the information that's available and my upcoming workshops. I've got two workshops coming up this week. One on Thursday the 17th and one on Saturday the 19th. They're limited to 12 people. You can scroll down on my website and you can find those workshops. And you can get answers to the true-false tests that I just sent out on my newsletter. If you don't get my newsletter, you can just scroll down on my website and you can sign up for my newsletter. I'm just glad that you're here. I'm glad you're with me. I've got a couple things we got to talk about first. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the hell they're talking about, not me. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I'm a notary. And I'm not securities licensed, and everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. It's a good opinion, and my opinion has probably saved people $25 to $50 million. More than that, maybe, over the last 20 years that I've, 25, 30 years I've been doing this. It's a lot. And so I'm glad to be here, and I'm going to talk about an interesting subject. We always talk about the issues affecting long-term care. What happens when mom and dad gets older? What happens when grandma and grandpa get older? What happens when all that stuff happens? How do we take care of mom and dad? How do we take care of grammy and grampy? How do we do the things that we're going to need to do? How do we pick care? How do we make wise decisions? What kind of government benefits are available? There's no other podcast quite like it. There's no other radio show quite like it. And there's nobody in California that does quite what I do. I'm glad to have you with us. And my discussion today, as always, is about long-term care and Medi-Cal and who pays and who doesn't pay and do I have to spend down and all that stuff. And my subject today is, can millionaires get Medi-Cal? There are all kinds of nonprofits and people running around California screaming about, me and people like me, some elder law attorneys I know, oh, these guys are terrible, they get millionaires on Medi-Cal. By the way, they've never been able to point out one, even in public meetings, because I know people have gone to public meetings and asked them this question. Name all the millionaires on Medi-Cal in California. There's 13 million people in California on Medi-Cal. How many of them are millionaires? Not very many. Can you get a millionaire on Medi-Cal? That's the question. If somebody goes into a nursing home and has $1 million in assets, can they get Medi-Cal to help pay for the nursing home? That we're not talking today about should they, or is it a good idea? The question before panel today, as they say, is can you get someone who has more than $1 million in assets on Medi-Cal? And the short answer is yes. There's somebody I know of, an elder law attorney in Southern California that actually advertises, I can get millionaires, not I, this is the ad, I can get millionaires on Medi-Cal. Can a millionaire in a nursing home get on Medi-Cal to preserve what they have? And the answer is, yes, they can. Again, remember, I'm not asking the question or talking about should they, but can they? Absolutely. Let me give you an example. Somebody has an $800,000 house. They have a $200,000 IRA, and they have $100,000 in the bank, and they're married. And dad goes into a nursing home. Can dad get on Medi-Cal? The answer is yes. Could mom and dad be able to keep all the assets that they have? Yes. Could mom and dad, who have $1 million in assets, avoid a Medi-Cal estate recovery after they die? The answer is yes. Lots of people want to avoid this subject. Why? The rules say you can do the following things. So if I follow the rule, people say all the time, there's a guy up in the Northwest that writes a column all the time about this stuff. He goes ape ballistic over it. But he basically represents a long-term care insurance company. So he's got an axe to grind. The answer isn't, again, should I? The answer is, could I? Can you get someone who has $1 million in assets and who is in a nursing home on Medi-Cal? And the answer is yes. I just gave you an example. Let me go through the example. If you have an $800,000 house, a house with $800,000 in equity or less, it actually could be a little more than that, but I picked that number for grins, that house doesn't count. So the $800,000 house doesn't count. You have $200,000 in an IRA. The money in the IRA doesn't count. The income might count, but the money in the IRA doesn't count. And a married couple can have about $124,000 in cash assets. And I said in my example that they had $100,000 in cash assets. So the answer is, yeah, they could get on Medi-Cal. And Medi-Cal would pay for the nursing home. And mom, who's at home, would be able to keep, or dad, it could be either one. I'm just using, dad goes into the nursing home. I'm just using an example. Mom could keep all the assets, and with a little planning, there would be no estate recovery when dad died. And what mom and dad have worked a lifetime for could wind up going to the children or the grandchildren or whoever they decided. So the answer is yes. The myth out there that's floating around about all of this, and the reason I'm talking about this, is because there's been this myth created by people with a vested interest in not letting you know what the rules are, that you can't have anything, that they're going to come after you when you're dead, that you have to spend down. Let me give you another example. If mom and dad have an $800,000 house and they have $200,000 in cash, no IRAs. Mom and dad have an $800,000 house and $200,000 in cash. Could that person get on could dad get on Medi-Cal and mom keep the assets? The answer is yes. There's a way to do that. The issue always is, because most people have been brainwashed into thinking that they have to spend down, that they don't even take a look at the fact that there may be some options available. With those assets, could mom and dad get in-home support services? The answer is yes, they could. It's possible. Could mom and dad get in the PACE program, which is a Medi-Cal program that helps pay for adult daycare with those assets? The answer is yes, they could. It's possible. So the reason I'm having this discussion today is not saying you should go do it, not saying it's what you should do or anybody should do. Can it be done? Yes. I'm saying it to overcome the mythology that's out there and that's been created by an industry of people that use misinformation to sell people stuff they may not need, when in fact you can have a fairly substantial, a very substantial amount of assets and still qualify for long-term care or other Medi-Cal programs if somebody's in a nursing home, including in-home support services, the PACE program, and some others. Yes, that is possible, and yes, it can be done, and yes, it has been done. So can someone who has $1 million in assets and winds up in a nursing home, can they preserve those assets and get that? Can we get that person on Medi-Cal and they're married and preserve those assets for their spouse? The answer is an absolute yes. So please don't buy into the myth that you have to be broke, you have to be impoverished, you have to be whatever, because it's simply not true. The issue of whether you should or not is a different discussion than is it possible? Absolutely. So don't let someone convince you that you have too much and therefore you have to spend down. That is simply not true. So the title of the show is, could someone with $1 million in assets get on Medi-Cal if they went into a nursing home? The answer is yes. So if dad goes into a nursing home and mom's at home and mom and dad have $1 million in assets, could dad qualify for Medi-Cal? The answer is absolutely yes. If you need more information, you have more questions about this, call me. My phone number's at the top of my webpage. Get to one of my workshops. But the answer is absolutely yes. You don't have to spend down. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to be impoverished. You don't have to be subject to an estate recovery. I am happy to say I've helped people over the last 30 years save millions and millions and millions of dollars that they worked a lifetime for. And you could do it too. But it starts with a phone call. It starts with an email. It starts by getting in to see me or getting to one of my workshops. So call me and ask me if it's possible for you in your situation or get to one of my workshops. Again, my upcoming workshops, I have one tomorrow right here in Sacramento, starting at noon, and I have one this coming Saturday the 19th at 10:30 in the morning, limited to 12 people. Don't miss out on my workshops. My appointments are free. Get the help that you need, and yes, you can have assets and get the help you need. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you found this helpful. You call me 800-999-8007 or scroll down on my website and you can sign up for one of my workshops or send me an email or get on my email newsletter list. Thanks so much for listening. Again, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Join us every Wednesday here at noon live for Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great day.